Thank you. So I'm going to be talking today about carbon dioxide emission from organically amended tropical soil, and this has been in our research station in Oahu. So the objective of this study is to evaluate carbon dioxide emission from an organically amended, and the two amendments that we are using here are chicken manure and also organic compost from Hawaiian tropical soil under conventional tillage, reduced tillage, and no-till. So the experimental trial, this was conducted at the University of Hawaii's Waimanalo Research Station in Oahu. As you know, Hawaii has five main islands. The island, most populated island, is Oahu, where Honolulu is. And you have the Big Island, and you have Kauai, Maui, and Lanai, and Molokai. So this research has been done in the island of Oahu. So the soil of the site is Wailua clay variant. We conducted this research in three trials or growing season. One thing typical about Hawaii that you can grow anything, any time of the year. So for corn, we can have 3 to 4 growing season within a year. So the climate, the weather is, applicable to grow anything at the time. So so the treatment to where tillage. So the tillage we had, what we conventional tillage, as you might know. So also the residual tillage with this one, where we have basically it's a minimum tillage with when we weed the plants or when we incorporate the organic matter, we disturb the topsoil. And the no-till is basically just minimum tillage, but without previous conventional tillage. The manure type, chicken manure, organic compost, and the level of manure, we choose to use two levels of manure, one level and double of it, so as you will see in the further. So we had, for trial one, we had conventional tillage versus no-till, two levels of chicken manure and organic compost, and for the second one, we had no-till and residual tillage, initial manure incorporation. Basically, the only disturbance of the soil surface is when we incorporate the manure and organic matter. And we had two levels. During the third trial, we had conventional tillage versus residual tillage. So the residual tillage when we weed by hand hoeing or pulling the weeds from the surface. And also two levels of chicken manure and organic compost. The soil management practices, so soil was turned over, as I mentioned, this is the conventional tillage, how we basically turn over the soil, and we irrigated the crop with drip irrigation system. okay, so the soil, this is like the, what we call it, a minimum, no-till, or we had a severe weed problem during the first growing season, so we changed to residual tillage by basically trying to minimize the weed control by hand hoeing it and also pulling it. Okay, so this is like the residual tillage treatment. As you can see, there's less weed on this treatment. So the crop, we used a corn, which basically a hybrid grown there at the University of Hawaii. So these are the basic three definition of our tillage treatments. The organic manure we and the compost, we decide to buy it from a local store there so that to minimize the level of variability within the compost that we use and the organic, and the chicken manure we used. We also installed soil suction cups in the top 30 centimeters and another in the 50 centimeters. So, and we sampled the soil solution within the 30 centimeters and also below at the 50 centimeters. The 50 centimeters supposed to sample the leachate, basically the excess drainage, the excess water solution that leaves the root zone. And the 30 centimeters supposed to give us an idea about the concentration of the minerals and give us an idea about the composition of the soil solution in the root zone. And these also with the soil suction cups, we installed soil water content monitoring sensors at 10, 20, 30, and 50 centimeters. And we monitored soil water content every 30 minutes during the growing seasons. So these are the composition and of the chicken manures and organic matter, and these are the levels. Okay, so as I mentioned, these are the soil water content monitoring devices, and these are the soil solution for each of these treatments. As you can see, this is the 30 centimeters, and this is the 50 centimeters, and this is the 30 centimeters. The CO2 emission measurements were measured at a weekly basis using this CIRS one gas analyzer. We tried to use the same location for repetitive measurement. Okay, so the results. This graph summarizes the air temperature and the soil temperature and also the irrigation and rainfall during the three trials. And as you can see, there isn't a huge difference between the soil temperature and the air temperature. This is the surface temperature, at 10 centimeters depth. You can see there isn't much difference between the two, except during this period of time, during the third growing season. At the same time, you can see the air temperature and the soil temperature are really between 20 and 30 degrees Celsius. So the amplitude or the variation of the temperature is not a lot. And these are the rainfall and irrigation events. As you can see, during these during the winter time, where we have more rainfall, during the summertime, we have basically most of the time is irrigation rather than to be irrigation and rainfall. So the analysis of the ANOVA that we conducted to determine the effect of these treatments, being at the tillage level or the source, is shown in this table. And you can see that only growing season 1 and 3 are shown because growing season 2, we didn't see much difference between, there was no treatment effect. As you can see here, the type of tillage is statistically significant. So also there is also the date of sampling is statistically significant. We analyzed, there is also interaction between the two, and we separate the interaction using Taki mean separation test. Okay, so this is the CO2 emission as a function of growing season 1, and this is for the no-till versus conventional till. And obviously you can see that the conventional till is always higher than the no-till. Also, the levels of the CO2 here emission is varies between 50 and 150 kilogram per hectare. So for the second trial, which is this case, as you can see, it's a lower temperature compared to the other two. And this happens to be during the winter time, where the temperature is relatively milder than the either the fall or the spring. So for this case, you can see that no-till and minimum tillage are almost close to each other, and this is irrespective of the level. So there isn't, as you have seen, we didn't see a significant effect between the treatments, and the data shows that. For the third trial, or the third growing season, there was also conventional tillage has higher CO2 emission than the minimum tillage, or the residual tillage, as we call it. Okay, so this is a summary of all the three growing season. And this table summarizes it. So basically you have the control, which is we don't apply any organic matter, is significantly, has lower significantly lower CO2 than chicken manure or the compost for both growing season one and growing season two. However, although the same trend existed during the trial too, but there was no statistical significance, and this might be due to the variability within the data itself. So it didn't materialize in showing statistical significance. So we tried also to calculate the maximum CO2 emission, and the maximum CO2 emission was in for the conventional till with 101 megagram per of CO2 per hectare. And the other two are here. So for time purposes, we can say in conclusions that the effect of type and extent of tillage, significantly higher CO2 emission was measured from conventional tillage plots than from no-till plots. And this probably due to condition of anaerobic soil bacteria in conventional tillage plots. Also, there was no significant difference in the CO2 emission from no-till during the second trial, probably due to single-time minimum soil surface disturbance during the manure incorporation in the row-till, and also the another effect, which is the lower temperature compared to the other two growing season. Effect of extent of tillage, trial three, frequent soil surface disturbance during hand hoeing and reduced tillage plots resulted in similar CO2 emission as that of the conventional, because we tried to pull the weeds and minimize the weed effect so that disturbed the soil surfaces. So in conclusion, we can say CO2 emission from reduced tillage practice should be carefully assessed, as it depends on the intensity and time of soil disturbance. Initial stages disturbance result in lesser emission than frequent disturbance for removing weeds, etc. I think these are the references we used, and thank you for your attention.
Time for one or two questions. Any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.